Jason Roy is the lead singer of Building 429. You hear him right here on Life. He's been up to a few other projects lately, and one that's going to be coming out where he's a special guest on. Let's find out about it. Jason Roy, good morning.
Hey, how are you doing, man?
Doing good, Jason. Now, you're on this project called A New Heaven and New Earth. Tell us, first of all, about the project and how you're involved.
Yeah, well, number one, New Heaven, New Earth is a super cool project, and it's got a huge eclectic list of artists. The guy that got me involved is a guy named Phil Joel. And Phil's an old friend, but also I'm an old fan of his. I've loved his music for years and loved him in the Newsboys and loved his solo work. And he told me that he was working with a project that was about conservation and about, you know, just the earth around us. And to be honest with you, I'm kind of absolutely love Teddy Roosevelt, the guy who created all the national parks in the U.S., he's my favorite president, read all his books. And so that was my instant entryway into, hey, that makes sense to me. Mm. I'd love to be a part of something that brings attention to conservation efforts around the world. And that maybe brings that to evangelicals and to believers to kind of go, hey, this is something that does matter. We could probably do a little better. And at the same time, let's create some great art and share with you guys these songs that come from a heart of a person who genuinely loves nature and loves being in it.
Now, the song's called It's All Yours, and tell us how it was inspired. This is pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, I grew up moving all over the country before a short time when I was young. I lived in Madera, California, which is the dead center of a desert. But it's 2.5 hours from this world-renowned national park called Yosemite Valley. It's a national park there. And in Yosemite Valley, there is a huge mountain called Half Dome. And I just grew up staring at that thing and had the photo of it up the poster on my wall as a kid. And my wife knew about it when I was 40. She set up a trip for us to go and climb that mountain, and which was insane and awesome and all the above. But getting to the top of Half Dome was this moment of just kind of realizing, man, my entire life I spent it with a perspective looking up at it from the bottom. Now standing on the top of it and seeing the expanse of the world, wow, you know, around it, the mountain ranges, the valley, the completely different perspective just kind of blew my mind. And it got me thinking about just like, man, wow, like what, God has done something amazing here that he's allowed me to enjoy. And for this short moment, this summit is mine. And while I have it, let me leave it better than I found it. And so, you know, just looking out across that expanse, you know, it's just kind of inspired this little idea that I started working on called It's All Yours. And today, a guy who would have never thought he ever wanted to go out into mountains and climb trees and stuff, I'm more of like the hot rod guy, you know. I live to be in the woods and live to be on mountains. And I also live to be a part of saying, hey, let's leave this better than we found it. Mm.
Is there something that we miss if we, you know, we stay indoors and just don't go out and don't get those experiences? Like, I don't think we're all going to climb mountains, but I mean, there are some things that we could get out and enjoy. Do we miss like an aspect of our relationship with God if we don't get out there?
Yeah, I think you miss the awe. A little bit, because you know, like when you are sitting inside or in you know, or Toronto or wherever you may happen to be, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you're surrounded by man's works, and man's works are like, wow, this is some cool stuff. Man builds, you know, man can build some really cool stuff. But take a trip to Banff and just take a moment and sit there and stare at those mountains and the things that men have created. Just pale in comparison. They're so small. They're so fragile. And you, I think that you kind of find two things. Number one, you feel like you feel better because we actually know that there is more oxygen out in kind of in mountainous areas and stuff like that. There is. But then on top of that, like to turn your phone off, like I love Banff. There's a part of the drive into Banff where your phone doesn't work. Uh-huh. And it's fantastic. And I don't know, like, I just, for me, when I see that, I'm reminded how great and how awesome this existence is and how blessed we are that we get to be a part of it. And like, wow, God's reminding us every single day with all these things around us. But if we're so consumed with this little phone that a man made, my goodness, let's go actually see what God did and be more awestruck than we've ever been before.
Mm. The new single is called It's All Yours on the project A New Heaven and a New Earth. We've been speaking with Jason Roy from Building 429. Thanks so much, Jason.
Thanks, Todd. Appreciate it, buddy.